And in fact, it's interesting because the Chassam Sofer was a man of his time, and he did not want to turn the clock backwards. And as we'll see in his yeshiva in Presburg, he had many, many innovations. In the yeshiva in Presburg, they taught speech. In fact, I have here, there's a very interesting sefer that was put out in Israel called Olomo Shel Abba, The World of My Father. It's written by a man called Miller, Usher Miller, who was like the last of the Mohicans from the Presburg yeshiva. And he has eyewitness accounts of what went on in the yeshiva and stories that he heard from his parents, from his grandparents, who all were students of the Presburg yeshiva and who remembered yet the Chassam Sofer and the Chassam Sofer's son, and he himself was a student of the Chassam Sofer's grandson. So he has here an outline. I just want to share it with you for a moment just to show you when we talk about ideas in yeshivas. In Presburg, you had to take a speech course. When the boys reached a certain age, then they had to take courses in public speaking. And the following rules, this is a list that was passed out. A person is not allowed to get up to speak without preparation. And as novel as that idea is, it is unfortunately many times honored only in the breach. You've heard people get up and they speak off the cuff. I once heard from my Rebbe, who is a great speaker, Rabbi Kreisworth, that to speak off the cuff requires more preparation than to speak prepared. And that is true. You can make it sound off the cuff. You can make it sound spontaneous. And in fact, if you can do that, then that's a great weapon on your side. Because then it's natural, it's like conversational, casual, but it is not unprepared. Anyone who speaks unprepared deserves the fate that will undoubtedly befall him. The second rule was that you have to speak to the audience. You have to, again, a basic rule, but many times the speaker speaks to himself. And he is, in the speaking on the 68th level, and everybody else is down somewhere. You cannot talk down to the audience, but you have to speak to the audience. There has to be a beginning, a middle, and an end. Also an excellent idea, especially the last. I just want to show you how different our times are. In Presburg, the 11th rule was that one is never allowed to speak longer than 1 hour. Now, to us, 1 hour sounds, except for the history tapes, 1 hour sounds like a very long time. Most rabbis will not get away with saying a one-hour speech, and only the Shabbos HaGodol Drosha or Shabbos Shuva. Rarely does we subscribe. Kennedy once said that if you cannot say what you have to say in 20 minutes, then it's not worth saying. But in Europe, that was not the style. In Europe, when Rabbonim spoke, it was 2, 3, sometimes 4 hours. And in Yerushalayim today, you can hear also Magidim speak. They can speak for 1.5, 2 hours is the normal amount of time. But the American ear and the American bottom is not fitted to hear that type of long speech. So therefore, when in Presburg they said you should not speak longer than 1 hour, that's an innovation. Because it put a time limit and probably half the time that people were prepared to speak. And then there are other things here, the use of parables, stories, and examples, the correct use of verses from the Torah, psukim, the correct use of the midrash. All of this was incorporated in the speech course. Now, in Volozhin, there was no speech course because it's a different society. It wasn't school. That's not to say that great orators didn't come from Volozhin. They did, but they were all self-made. It was not, nobody ever polished them. Whereas in Presburg,